One of the reasons why I always pick up a new Brian Smith book as soon as it's released is that I never quite know what to expect. What I'd associate is books with strong female characters, a grindhouse aesthetic and a punk rock, anything goes attitude. Smith uses these tools in a lot of different genres and styles, and, particularly in recent years, each book has been very distinct from the last, whether that be a long-awaited sequel to perhaps his best no work, Depraved 4, A Murder Mystery, Invitation to Death, or an ode to slasher movies, The Unseen. I'm happy to say that trend continues with his latest novella, Racing with the Devil. Set in the 1980s, Racing with the Devil follows four young friends with a case of beer, a Chevrolet Camaro, and no place to be. Each one has their own problems, whether that be recent breakups, unemployment or a lack of direction in their lives, but tonight they're looking to forget their troubles and have a few drinks and a good time. Their big night out soon sours when a mysterious car with blacked out windows begins to follow them, culminating in a showdown at a seemingly abandoned gas station. This encounter will take the boys on a nightmarish journey through a world where time has no meaning and hope is a lost cause, and the only way out is a race with the devil himself. Anyone who has read a Brian Smith book before will know to expect a fast-paced, gory and exciting story, and Racing with the Devil doesn't disappoint on any count. Like his previous novel, The Unseen, Smith has embraced some much bigger and weirder concepts than some of his more grim and grounded earlier work, and the end result reads like a cross between Drive Angry and The Endlesses. The horror is toned down from some of his more extreme efforts, such as the Depraved series, but there is more than enough to satisfy his fans, and the story itself is more than enough to keep readers engaged. In typical Smith style, it introduces a fun concept and keeps you guessing how things will play out until the very last page. Metal fans will get a huge kick out of the references in the book. Any hard rock band big in the early 80s gets a name check, and the way they're dotted into the story is very organic and makes the whole book feel very cinematic. We first meet the devil as he pulls up in his car blasting ACDC's Highway to Hell. An epic chase scene features a band playing Iron Maiden's Run to the Hills, and the titular race with the devil kicks off with Highway Star by Deep Purple. If Hollywood ever makes this into a movie, and they absolutely should, I can guarantee two things. It'd be amazing, and the song rights would cost an absolute fortune. A balls-to-the-wall action epic and a love letter to fast cars and faster tunes, Racing with the Devil, delivers exactly what you want from a Brian Smith book. It's got some memorable characters, great set pieces, and is an absolute ton of fun to read. The fact that such a prolific author can put out such consistently entertaining books is another reason why any new Brian Smith release should go straight to the top of any horror fan's reading pile.